Travelers already experiencing delays.
I've been here all day. It's been quite frustrating.
The FAA saying it may have to slow air traffic in the Northeast because of that shortage of air traffic controllers. This as more than 50,000 flights take to the air today, the most this Thanksgiving travel period. The crush of travelers packing airports from Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson to Chicago's O'Hare.
President-elect Donald Trump writing on social media overnight he plans to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada on day one, 35% for goods from China. This is ABC News.
Now this news update in Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A series of suspicious fires in Sawyer County. The latest was Saturday at DJ's Mart in the village of Radisson. That blaze follows three others in the early morning hours a week ago Monday, when a residence and a home under construction were both destroyed and the Birchwood American Legion post was damaged. A Mississippi man gets prison time for assaulting a foster child from Wisconsin. 38-year-old Reginald Wright was sentenced Friday to 8.5 years in federal prison. Wright came to Wisconsin in 2023, picked up an underage girl from her foster home in Madison, and sexually assaulted her multiple times. And a long-serving Wisconsin State Patrol canine has died. The State Patrol says canine Capo died last week at the age of 9. Capo joined the State Patrol in 2016, was assigned to the Special Operations Section, and worked primarily out of the Southwest region. He was set to retire next month. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This is Dave Grant with your 99.7 Max FM weather forecast. Today it will be sunny with a high of 32. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low of 24. On Wednesday we have a slight chance of flurries. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 35. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with a high of 32. On Friday it'll be partly sunny with a high of 25. Currently is 20 degrees outside the Max FM studios. 99.7 Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:02 on Tuesday morning. As I just mentioned, 20 degrees outside the Max FM studios. A little bit chillier this morning if you go outside or spend extra time outside. Emily and I'll talk about that at 7:10 this morning. Here is you two on Max FM.
See you. 90s, and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7:10 on Tuesday morning. We will take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, it will be sunny with a high of 32. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 24. Wednesday, flurry chances, partly sunny with a high of 35. Thanksgiving Day, it will be sunny with a high of 32. Looking ahead into the weekend, we're going to see temps in the mid-20s. Lows around 12 degrees starting on Friday. So be prepared for that. It's going to stay below freezing starting on Friday. Currently is 20 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing this morning? All right, Emily, if you're there, we can't hear you, so we'll let you see if you can get yourself situated here. And she is getting me a message that her computer is giving her some difficulties this morning. You know, it is kind of the morning for that, and those things do happen. As you may have heard, I have been doing the weather this morning. We have a slight technical glitch going on there as well. So we're working through all of those fun technical issues this morning. But hey, we will get through it together. It is Tuesday morning, and those things do happen. And it's one that... it's been one of those kind of mornings, and I'm going to see if Miss Wendy wants to step into the studio with me here this morning, because she happens to be here today, and we can talk about the fun start to our morning here, because, you know, sometimes you have an interesting morning, and you just, you get up and you think your day is going to be interesting. I knew right from the get-go mine was going to be. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you for joining us. And so while we're waiting on Emily, she's going to get in, signed in shortly. And, you know, those things happen.
And yes, they do. Yes, they definitely do.
And so I start out my morning and I figure, you know, I might as well let you join in because you're part of this morning story. I wake up a little earlier than normal this morning and I decide, you know, I'm going to go let the dog out a little before 4:45. And I walk out there without the proper jacket on. I'll preface it with that and get out there and dog does his thing. And I go to the back door. I can't get in the back door.
And then I woke up to my phone ringing. Yeah. And I said to myself, that's my phone ringing. Why is my phone ringing? Well, oh, man, I better answer my phone.
And so I'd ring the doorbell about three times. I've been stuck outside for about 10 minutes at this point.
Didn't hear anything. Can't get in the house.
No, you didn't.
Not a word.
And nope. So then I decide I'm going to bang on the back door.
Didn't hear that either.
Nothing happens. And then I'm like, I'm going to bang on the window loud enough so that Wendy can hear me banging on the back window, but not loud enough for the neighbors to hear. And guess what?
It wasn't loud enough.
And so, yeah, it's just like, okay, we are sitting here. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm now out here well past 10 minutes, freezing my behind off. And I'm just like, this is not good. I'm like, how am I going to get in the house? The back door was literally frozen is what had happened, come to find out.
I presume you didn't have your keys with you.
It didn't matter. Well, I
could have came in the front door.
Yeah, I could have came in the front door if I'd had my keys with me, but my keys are in my jeans, not in my pajama pants. And so the
back door. That's a you problem, Dave.
No, it was definitely a me problem and the dog. The dog's bouncing around on the deck thinking we're having a blast out here this morning. And then eventually I'm like, oh, I've got my watch on. I ended up calling Wendy from my smartwatch. I felt like back in the Knight Rider days, using my watch to make a phone call.
Kit, come help me.
Kit, open the back door, for goodness sake. So yeah, that was the start to my morning. The door had froze because water got into the back door.
And never mind, when I got up, my arm was asleep, so I tried to pick my slippers up and dropped them four times.
Well, I'm glad you made it out there safely and let me in the house. So Emily, that was the start to our morning. Is your start any better than ours?
I didn't get locked out. So, hi, Wendy. It's so nice to hear you. I did not get locked out. I did have some technical difficulties. That's just because, you know, computers are most often your friends, but sometimes not so much. And I don't know why they just decide to restart, like, in the middle of your work. So that feels a little bit like it's having a mind of its own today. So that's, I have to say, between the three of us, I'm still having the easier morning.
Well, the part you missed is we're having some technical difficulties with our weather as well this morning. So I knew that getting out of bed, that was already happening. And so I'm like, okay, this is going to be a great start to the morning. Technical difficulties, locked out of the house, trying not to make noise so the neighbors hear me. But yeah. It was an interesting start
to the
morning. It's
light out. Everybody get up. Let's have a restart. We're just going to say we're not going to get locked out anymore and the computer's going to work. And we're going to have a great Tuesday. The sun's out, kind of, even though it's like 20, right? I know.
Yeah.
The weather forecast is, you know, cold.
It's cold, 32 degrees for the high, getting colder.
Yeah, it's cold. There's different parts of, you know, the area in which I'm broadcasting right now that are colder than others, and you can certainly feel the outside when the temperature drops in certain parts of the house. So yeah, it's the home studio is a little chilly this morning, but that's okay. You know what?
Yeah,
layer up and go for it.
Exactly.
You have to do it from outside, right, Dave?
Yeah, the key, layer up. That's the big thing. And wear the appropriate jacket.
He's so
outside
committed. He'll do it from outside his house in 20 degrees.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I learned a valuable lesson this morning. You know, I was glad my watch did everything it was supposed to. I was just like, this is funny. It could have been worse. And, you know, the dogs bounce around on the deck thinking, hey, this is fun. Why are you banging on the house? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm just waiting for our local law enforcement.
Can I come out and do
this? Yeah.
I mean... Okay, I like. I'm gonna think that that image might be actually really, really entertaining from the outside.
It was,
but
yeah, Wendy will probably pull doorbell footage at some point, and then there may be other words we can't even put on the air this morning.
Please do that, Wendy. I would really like that. We could just, you could just have it as visual and not audio. Just turn the audio off and play some goofy music, and it'll just be like, I don't know. Everyone's entertainment. I don't know if we want. Do you want to put yourself as a spectacle, Dave? Are you?
No, I'm a spectacle all on my own out in public. Oh, and then I had someone message me about the weather stuff, and they said, are you a meteorologist? No, I am not a meteorologist. Maybe a weather forecaster, but definitely not a meteorologist. So I'm waiting for the real meteorologist to get a hold of me this morning. So, yeah, it's all good, though. You know what? We have a holiday week coming up. We have Thanksgiving coming up, and I'm looking forward to that because it's all about the food, right?
Yes, it is all about the food. We tend to circle back to that quite a bit on this show, regardless of if it's Thanksgiving week. So this is maybe where our show content and our personalities really shine, because it is all about the food this week. Legit. It is also about Flock of Seagulls tickets giveaway. So
yes,
that's the thing.
It is.
Text in Seagulls for your chance to win. You can use the really handy Civic Media app. You can get on your phone through the Google Play Store or the App Store and just put in Civic Media in the search bar, and then Civic Media will pop right up, and then you exit it, and then you scroll down and you find the mouse, and it's 99.7 Max FM, and then you click text and you can text in Seagulls and you might win some tickets. When is that show again, Dave?
December 14th at the Crystal Grand. It's going to be a great show.
Thank you.
All the fun music and, you know, Crystal Grand, such a great venue. So, yeah, text in Seagulls for your chance to win Flock of Seagulls tickets to the Crystal Grand. And we will pick a winner at random this morning. And we will get back to everyone that does win this morning. So we'll be doing this throughout the morning show today. And we'll pick some winners at random today. As a reminder, if you've won in the past 90 days, you're not eligible to win this time.
That is true. We already did get a text already. So thanks for being on it, listeners.
That is so cool. We love it when people text in. The other thing they can text in is a phrase Christmas card if they'd like a Max FM Christmas card. We need your name and address with the phrase Christmas card, and we will send you a Max FM Christmas card with our lovely faces on it, Emily. That is going to be so much fun.
It is going to be fun. I look forward to it, and we are ready to do this photo shoot. We are going to be on top of it, and we are going to be goofy, and we are going to be filled with cheesy holiday spirit and all the things that you want on the front of your Christmas card, especially if they have your morning show co-host faces on them. So I think, you know, a very goofy and a very happy Christmas is going to be kind of the message that we get across. So I'm looking forward to getting that done. So go ahead and text in Christmas card through the text line and, of course, your name and address, and we will get you your one and only unique Christmas card on us.
And we're looking forward to it. I'm actually going to clean up nicely. I'm going to go get a haircut this weekend so I don't look like a bum for this. You know, for the longest time I worked behind a desk, I could get away with, if my hair looked like a flock of seagulls, it didn't matter. See how we transition that?
I think you could rock that. I mean, I don't know.
Not so much. It more looks more like bedhead when it happens. And Wendy can attest to it. It's not the greatest look on me.
I was waiting to see. The name of the Flock of Seagulls plus Dave's next album is Flock of Seagulls plus Dave. Bedheads, rock and roll.
Yeah, Bedhead, rock and roll on Max FM.
The morning show is sponsored by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. I just wanted to say thank you to them. They do a lot of stuff for all of us in the community. So thanks to Baraboo State Bank. We appreciate you.
We do appreciate them. And if you haven't had a chance to drive by and see the lights in their windows, it looks fantastic. One other thing
I want to
mention. What's that?
I said we're jealous of their lights. They do such a nice job.
They do. I was looking out at them yesterday from our new office space yesterday, getting stuff organized in there. Cleaning up after the light parade, and then Wendy came and helped me last night. We got everything put away last night, so that was good. I'm glad that's put away for another season, and we thank everyone for that. And since we're talking about the light parade, if you missed it, you can go watch on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, or you can go watch on Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43 on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to re-air that multiple times on Thanksgiving Day, so stop over and watch that.
That's some good programming planning right there, because everybody's going to be sitting around enjoying each other. You might as well watch the parade. If you were in it, if you were watching, or if you missed it, it's a good time to kind of like re-engage in that fun, because that was a blast. I loved it so much. I look forward to next year already. It really was tons of fun. And, you know, it wasn't that, like, it was a lot of work, like, in terms of, like, organization and stuff. But I have to say, like, it's already so well organized that, like, really you just kind of have to play your part and you're good. You know, it was really, I don't know, I can't speak for all the stuff you were dealing with, Dave, but in terms of being in the parade and having a little, like, float thing and getting in line and having the lights and stuff, it really was, it felt very natural. So it was very, very fun. We enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, it was a very good parade, and everything was like a well-oiled machine. So excited for that. I have not went back and watched it yet, so that will be something we do on Thanksgiving Day and probably watch a little football and eat a lot of food. That is our plan. So, Emily, what we're going to do is you and I are going to step aside. We're going to let people text in Seagulls to 608-355-9970, or they can also text in those birthdays and anniversaries. Emily, you and I will be back at 740 this morning.
Sounds like a plan.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Looking for a solid full-time technician job at a trusted vehicle repair shop? Stop into Sullivan's 2 on 8th Street next to the Log Cabin Restaurant in Baraboo and talk to David today. Or feel free to call Sullivan's 2 at 608-356-9282.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m. along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
The way we use our homes is changing, and as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
A quick turnaround for the Packers as they gear up for Thursday night's Thanksgiving matchup against the surging Miami Dolphins. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers 8-3, a game behind the Vikings, 2 behind Detroit. Entering the week. Week 12 of the NFL season wrapping up last night with the Baltimore Ravens knocking off the LA Chargers 30-23. The Badgers have a lot on the line when they host the rival Gophers in the regular season finale on Friday. Wisconsin needs a win to become bowl eligible and to once again lay claim to Paul Bunyan's axe. Bucks are in Miami tonight facing the Heat in NBA Cup action. The Bucks shooting for their fifth straight win and a chance to get back to 500. Both Wisconsin and Marquette continue to climb in the top 25 polls this week. Golden Eagles move up to 10th in the AP, 11th in the coaches' poll. The Badgers 15th in the writers' poll, 17th in the coaches' poll. Green Bay Phoenix on the road last night. They fell to the Ohio State Buckeyes 102-69 in Columbus. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I just want to use your love tonight.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:29 on Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily with Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:33 on Tuesday morning. Don't forget, we will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 this morning. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in, 608-355-9970. Also, text in Seagulls for your chance to win tickets to see A Flock of Seagulls at the Crystal Grand, December 14th. You can text in via our text line, 608-355-9970, or use the free Civic Media app, tap on Max the Mouse for Max FM. and click the text button and text in Seagulls for your chance to win a flock of seagulls on December 14th at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. Emily and I will be talking about birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 this morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Black Friday, meet us at Back Road Baraboo Motors for our Reveal the Deal event. 0% financing on all vehicles, new and used. Cars starting at just $199. Plus, no payments till spring. And your test drive is your chance to win thousands in prizes, including a TV, Beats earbuds, Baraboo Meats gift card, and more. We're opening early at 8 a.m. with coffee and pastries. Or treat yourself to lunch with Last Meal Pass on site from 10 till 4. It's Reveal the Deal time at Back Road Baraboo Motors.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
This is Dave Grant with your 99.7 Max FM weather forecast. Today it will be sunny with a high of 32. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low of 24. On Wednesday we have a slight chance of flurries. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 35. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with a high of 32. On Friday it'll be partly sunny with a high of 25. Currently is 20 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 7:36 on Tuesday morning. As you just heard, 20 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Make sure you take that coat to work today. It's going to get up to 32, but it's going to be cool throughout today and going into the weekend as well. As a reminder, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Here is Poison Arrow on Max FM.
If I were to say to you, can you keep the secret? Would you know just what to do or where to keep it? Then I say I love you, foul the situation. Hey girl, I thought we were the right guy. Broke my heart. You did. Hold to the target. Blame Cupid. You think you're smart.
Never love you.
Who broke my heart?
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you on Tuesday morning. Quick reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those into us, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles and tap on 99.7 Max FM. Click the text button and text those birthdays and anniversaries in now. Emily, you and I are going to take a look at our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries today. And, okay, Emily, we may be having a little bit of a technical glitch this morning. Not a big deal. It's been one of those mornings. We do have the weather issue corrected, so that is great news. It's just, it's going to be technical glitch Tuesday. That is going to be my official calendar date today. So those things happen. And let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Rita Ora is 34. The biggest hit was Black Widow. And let's see. Natasha Bedingfield is 43, Unwritten, and These Words. One of my favorites, Mikey Tuttle is 46 from American Chopper. He was kind of a mess up and, shall we say, comic relief. He was definitely good for that. If you ever watched American Chopper, and they actually, it looks like, have some new stuff that's coming out. I've been seeing that on YouTube, and he's not grown up at all, and he's 46 today.
Is that and the one where they cut up all the vehicles?
They do the American motorcycles. He is totally a screwball on that show. I mean, and not overly motivated either, Emily. It's funny.
I've never actually seen it. Like, when all of those kind of reality shows started, like when reality shows started to become hugely popular, I kind of started moving away from that. There was just too many and they kind of felt, I don't know, they all fit the formula, right? And so they kind of felt like the same show, but like with a little bit of different content and a little bit of different characters. But anyhow, that's not one I ever got to enjoy. So either way, happy birthday to Mikey.
Yeah.
Here's another big one. In my opinion, this is a lot bigger than American Chopper, but DJ Khaled is 49. A lot of talent there. He's pretty much everywhere. You always see all his stuff everywhere being sampled in and out. So he's pretty awesome. Let's see. Tammy Lynn Michaels is 50 today. Tammy Lynn was in is it a show popular? I don't know that show.
I don't know. I was kind of looking at that one as well. I'm not really sure either. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. But she married Melissa Etheridge, so maybe she got famous that way. So that's how that worked out for Tammy Lynn. But not sure about popular, but happy birthday to Tammy. And then this lady I love so much, Kristen Bauer von Straten. She's 58, and she played the amazing character of Pam Dubofort on True Blood, which is all hands down one of my favorite series all day. I have a little bit of an obsession with vampire lore. So there you go. There you have it, listeners. I love the dark stuff. So True Blood, such an awesome show. Definitely not for the kids. It's pretty sketchy in terms of appropriateness. So definitely keep that to the grown-ups. But happy birthday to Kristen. She also played Maleficent in Once Upon a Time. And then also, I didn't know that she was this character, but in Seinfeld, she was the one that Jerry dated with, the girl with the man hands. So I do remember those episodes. I don't remember that being her, but Seinfeld, if you have not seen that out there, listeners, I feel like everyone has, because I feel like we're like in a certain demo here, but it is, there's nothing else like Seinfeld. So just go watch it again. My kids love it. Everyone loves Seinfeld. It's so fantastic. And then another, you know, a celebrity birthday that is a musician that is amazing. One of the Fleetwood Mac guys, John McVie. Happy birthday, 79 years old.
Yep, and that means Dave is messing with the playlist as we speak. You know that's coming. That is just how that works. So yeah, we're going to play Fleetwood Mac.
More music in the morning with Dave and Emily. Dave might mess with the playlist. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I always mess with the playlist.
We've got some local birthdays and anniversaries.
Nope, not today.
Not today. That one's, did I misread that? Oh,
yeah, that one is, let me double check, but that one is coming up as I was looking at it quick this morning.
Yep. Detail. Yep. Very good. Yep. Okay. Sorry.
I'm paying attention this morning.
I know. I know. Thank goodness.
Yeah, right.
It's because you got frozen out this morning outside your house, right? Your brain is just wide awake.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one way to wake up in the morning is being outside when it's that cold. But, you know, it is what it is. It could be a lot worse. But, yeah, a little bit shock to the system. Let's talk about that real quick, because as I was doing our forecasting for this morning, I looked ahead to the weekend, and it's going to be highs in the mid-20s. Lows around 12 degrees starting on Friday, and that goes all the way through Monday at least. I didn't get any further than that because I don't want to forecast out any further than that. I'll be honest with you, just because when you get past a week, it's just way too hard to say that's what it's going to do. So, yeah, it's
and we don't even talk about any cold temperatures like that any further. Let's just leave that alone.
Yeah,
we did good with just those ones.
Yeah, it's 20 degrees outside right now, and so if you are out and about, you definitely want to make sure you have a coat. One other thing I do want to mention real quick, too, is if you are a City of Baraboo resident, garbage collection is delayed by one day. So if your garbage day is normally Thursday, that is going to be picked up on Friday. If your garbage is normally picked up on Friday, they're picking that up on Saturday. So be aware of that. If you live in the City of Baraboo, you want to make sure you have your garbage out at the right time. You don't want to be running out the door as a garbage truck is coming down the road with your garbage cart either.
It's a really great image, actually. I don't know that you needed to go that far with it, but I think that, yeah, let's not do that. How does that sound? Let's definitely not run after the garbage truck with your stuff.
A friend of mine did it recently. That's the only reason I'm thinking of it. It wasn't me running after the garbage cart because I don't run that fast. And, you know,
but you can always try.
Yeah, it's the operative word is try. So, yeah, it's definitely one of those you go, wait, and then you hear the garbage truck and you're like, oh, no, I was supposed to get that out there. That's not how that happened. So, yeah, it definitely. So we've been asked to remind our City of Baraboo residents.
Thank you for that, Dave. We all, you know, what would we do without these little reminders in the morning about how things are just slightly different than normal? Because, well, this week, you know, there's lots of differences. There's maybe some days off a little bit, maybe some extra eating, maybe some extra calories, maybe some extra, all the things. I think there is a fun little quip that we might get to talk about either now or later. I'm not sure about how many calories will the average American eat on Thanksgiving. So
we're going to talk about that at 8:10. We're definitely talking about that at 8:10. Yeah. I've been wanting to talk about that one. That's been up on my screen.
I know, it's kind of just the suspense is killing me and I'm ready to share.
I know.
Maybe we'll all be unpleasantly surprised. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think we definitely will. And one other thing I want to remind everyone that Baraboo Thunderbirds girls basketball returns tonight, 7 p.m. The Baraboo Thunderbird girls are playing at 7 p.m. here in Baraboo. That will be on 99.7 Max FM and streaming at max.fm, or use the free Swift Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM, the mouse, and tap on that. You can stream the girls basketball game 7 p.m. Ben Bromley back on the call with Baraboo Thunderbirds basketball. I believe that's Christy awesome. Will be there with him as well. We've been working through getting everything ready for that last night as well. And so we do want to take a moment and say thank you to everyone from the Baraboo High School. A special thank you to Jim for helping arrange to get us in there yesterday to do all of our testing, so we're ready to go for tonight. We're excited to have basketball back on the air, Emily.
I think it's really exciting. I love it. I mean, one of my kids plays basketball, and it's such a fun game to watch every week, and I just, it's so cool that it's going to be on the air. I mean, what an amazing feeling for these kids. So that is wonderful. Ben's wonderful. He does a great job with everything he does. So I'm excited. I think this is going to be great. So yeah, thanks for reminding everyone about that as well.
You bet. And so we just, it's going to, so they'll be playing this week on Tuesday. And if you do want to see the schedule, I do want to mention, if you go to our website, max.fm, you can go over to the right side of the screen and you can see our basketball schedule there. So we have a little bit of time off. The next basketball game will be the boys on Tuesday, December 3rd. So we do have a little bit of a break in there with the holidays and everything like that. So we do have our full basketball schedule again at our website. website, max.fm. We also have a few news articles up there. You don't need to look at my smiling face on there. I'm just going to mention that right now. I just saw that as I go to our website. Ah, scary.
No, it's not scary. It's awesome. Voices have faces. Everybody wants to make the connection. But you can go and get all of this information, like Dave said, from our website, which you can get to right from the Civic Media app, which is really easy and nice way to be able to access everything. So that's where you can also text us in real time.
Most definitely. And speaking of text, we're going to be picking some random winners this morning during our morning show. You need to text in Seagulls to 608-355-9970, or better yet, use the free Civic Media app and tap on Maximouse, click the text button, and text in Seagulls for your chance to win Flock of Seagulls tickets to the Crystal Grand on December 14th. Emily and I will be picking some winners at random this morning, and I will notify everyone via text. I will need information back from you, so make sure you respond to those text messages, please. Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:10, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving calories.
Sounds like a plan.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
If holiday shopping has you hopping, stop at Konamichi Craft Bar and relax with a cocktail. Open 11 to 4 on both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Konamichi Craft Bar will have loaded Bloody Marys for $8 and mimosas for just $5. Purchase a gift card to treat a family member or friend with a perfect, tasteful gift this holiday season. Konamichi Craft Bar on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness in Sauk City. Get ready for a healthy new you in the new year. IV therapy can supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration, and vitamin injections, and an oxygen bar. They're available for group events as well. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
99.7 Max FM.
Looking out for love in the night so still. Oh, how dim your kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love, big, big love. You said that you love me and that you always will. Looking out for love, big, big love.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There could be a deal in place soon in at least one part of the Middle East. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to convene his cabinet and vote to approve a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Lebanon. Barring any surprises, the cabinet is expected to vote yes.
The deal calls on Hezbollah to move 20 miles from Israel's border and on the Israeli army to withdraw completely from southern Lebanon. Crowded skies, crowded highways this holiday of the 80 million Americans traveling at least 50 miles from home during Thanksgiving week. Most of them will be driving, and they will be enjoying gas prices that are considerably lower than last year. Special Counsel Jack Smith moving to dismiss all charges against President Trump because of the Justice Department policy prohibiting prosecuting a sitting president. The president-elect announcing tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China that he says he'll